going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is your loyal host of Lineup Logic DFS, Sean Kane, coming at you on the All-Star break, day one here. I guess I'm recording just because I didn't know what else to do with my day. I'm kidding. I'm coming at you guys today. Just wanted to get a few updates. Wanted to make sure I reach out to the whole community out there. And I know sometimes people aren't on Twitter. They're not active in their presence online, things like that. So I thought the pod feed might be a great way to get everybody a couple updates. First thing, I wanted to go ahead and remind everyone, patreon.com/lineuplogic. We are entering the back half of July here, and for $10 a month, you can get yourself involved in the cheat sheet. I like to think it's one of the best tools for recreational players. Get yourself involved in the Slack channel. Chatting up DFS plays on the regular with, honestly, the nicest, most welcoming, interesting guys, in the DFS community. Avoid a lot of the competitive BS that you see online all the time. Supportive, friendly guys who are, talking good takes all the time. So, really great community out there in the Lineup Logic DFS world. So patreon.com/lineuplogic, $10, you get yourself on the cheat sheet. And, you know, the results speak for themselves. Just this weekend, we had subscriber Joe Berg, follower of the show. You may have seen me tweet out some of this lines. The guy's taking down three different GPPs over the course of the week. Great DFS player in his own right. I'm not going to take credit for it, but those are the kinds of, people we have in the community. Wonderful guys who are successful players. Kenny Linson, good success, had a nice day yesterday, as did Culve, James Culver, Sean Brown, good stuff. Guys who've been with us for a long time. And can't forget Spectre, Fern, Go Cubs Go in the Slack channel there. I mean, people are succeeding. And it's not because of me. It's because guys are good DFS players and they continue to learn and improve their process with the help of the show, with the help of the Slack community, that kind of thing. So it's really heartening and awesome to see all the success that the guys in the Lineup Logic community have. So patreon.com/lineuplogic, get in there. Hey, a couple things to keep your eyes out for, whether it be via my Twitter feed or this podcast feed. This week, throughout the week, Monday through Thursday, I'm going to be grinding through some strategy videos. I've gotten some requests on YouTube for a couple videos that I did while we were on the NBA break. I did a similar series of videos. So a couple videos that you can look for, they're just going to model research methods and lineup construction methods and strategy and stuff like that. So we're going to be rolling out a pitcher research, batting research methods videos over there on YouTube, an advanced batter research method that I like to use that shows you how to identify a pitcher's weaknesses and a batter's strengths, and then a video about a lineup construction method that I like that I think is really inviting and useful for recreational players, which is kind of the community that we're in. We're not the Sharks. We're not rolling out $400 worth of lineups every night. We're the regular guys who want to make money and still have fun, but aren't willing to pay the mortgage via DFS. I'm not. You're going to look for that. The other thing to look for is a few updates coming in the feed here. We're going to have some interviews with some of my favorite guys from around the DFS world, getting those scheduled for you this week. We're going to talk process. We're going to talk strategy, all that kind of a thing. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for some interviews upcoming this week, next week, etc. Always a good listen to try and get a sense of, how do other players approach their process? Because you can always refine and learn more about process. So that'll be fun to look for as well. And the last thing, want to make sure you guys pay attention. Keep your eyes out for some promotions coming via Patreon. Going to try to continue to get the show more publicity and get you guys more people involved. Try to get the good word out there. Get more people involved in the Patreon community as we head into the end of MLB and then possibly the beginning of NFL. Because, of course, we've gotten that question before. Are you guys doing NFL? Yeah. Why wouldn't we? I love NFL DFS. Absolutely. Yeah, man. Why not? Let's do it. Of course, it'll be a blast. So keep your eyes peeled for some promotions going towards Patreon and all that kind of thing. We're going to be rolling those out as the week goes along. Last but not least, I hope you didn't stop listening. I hope you didn't stop listening because, hey, premium subscribers, Patreon premium subscribers, Home Run Derby Pick'em Contest. Get in there. Don't forget the Home Run Derby Pick'em Contest on the Patreon page. If you are a Cheat Sheet subscriber, you get into the Patreon Home Run Derby Pick'em page. Get in there. Prizes for first, second, and third. This is our money we're giving back to you guys. $30 for first place, $20 for second place, $10 for third place. You got to guess the right winner, and you got to guess the home runs he hits in the final round. So it should be a lot of fun. Go ahead and fill that out before the derby starts this evening. All right, guys, that is it for me. We will see you this week. Look for the YouTube videos. Look for the interviews. And don't get too deep into WNBA. See ya.